Welcome to Worship on the Way to Work, a podcast about connecting with God in our workplaces. My name is Cara Martin. I'm a lecturer, speaker, and author of the Worship Books.
And my name is Stephen Field, Senior Pastor of Canterbury Baptist Church in Melbourne, Australia. Whatever work you do, whatever work means to you, let's take this moment to remind ourselves that God is with us. We are here to worship God, the God who is revealed to us in Jesus and the God who has sent his Holy Spirit to us so the life of God might flow from us. We acknowledge that God is with us in our working lives and God takes delight in what we do. And we remember that God has a purpose for us in our work, to represent Jesus to the people around us and to represent those same people back to God.
Let's start by acknowledging God's presence. Thank you, God, Creator of the world, that you have made us in your image, the image of a worker. Help us to know that our work is part of your greater work of seeing your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Today, as we prepare to start our working week, let's hear the words of Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Our Bible reading for today is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Hear the word of the Lord. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
I was recently speaking to a group of lawyers in Hong Kong, and we were discussing the temptation to find our identity in our work. And I explained that I think they had four options. First, to simply see themselves as Christians and their work as peripheral. Or second, to see themselves as lawyers and their faith as peripheral. Or third, to see themselves as a lawyer who happened to be a Christian. Or finally, to see themselves as a Christian on a God-given assignment to work as a lawyer. The end of the year is an opportunity to encounter God in renewed ways, to make time to stop and breathe and listen. And I think a starting point is to understand the source of our true identity. I am struck with how often the Apostle Paul refers to us being in Christ, with the emphasis that being in Christ is our new identity. So, for example, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." Paul refers to what it means to be in Christ over 80 times in his letter. Paul uses the term in Christ most in Ephesians. So, opening the letter, he addresses it to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And he tells us we have received every spiritual blessing in Christ, and that he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, telling us that we are first to put our hope in Christ, pointing out that we were included in Christ when we heard the gospel of our salvation, and that we are raised in the heavenly realms in Christ, and will in the future access the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Those last three were from our reading. These are beautiful promises that remind us what a privilege and joy it is to be in Christ. That last verse is a favourite of mine. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. It talks about God's work and our work. The Greek word Paul uses that we translate as handiwork is the word poema, the word from which we get our English word poem. We are each God's poems. God is shaping, crafting us into a work of art, so we are ready for the good works that God has purposed us to do. So in answer to the lawyers, we are in Christ, Christians, doing the assignment of the work that he has given us to do. Our identity is in Christ, not our work.
Let's come to God in prayer. Wherever you are in this moment, whether on public transport or in your car or at your workplace, quiet your mind and focus your heart. And let's pray. Your identity is in Christ, not your work. How much is your identity caught up in your working? Are you a Christian who works, or a worker who happens to be a Christian? Why don't you share your thoughts with God? Consider for a moment, what does having your identity in Christ mean to you in your working? Now imagine God is with you right now. Maybe imagine God seated next to you asking, "So, how's your week looking? What do you want to tell God about your working week ahead, and particularly any new insights about your identity?" Thank you. Dear Lord, thank you for the promises of Paul here about our new identity in Christ. Thank you that it is a term that recognizes we are part of a community. Thank you that through Christ we access spiritual blessings. Thank you that we have hope because we are in Christ. Thank you that we received this new identity when we said yes to God's offer of forgiveness and salvation in Christ. Thank you that through Christ we are children of God and have a home in the new earth. Thank you that in Christ we are created to do good work. Help us when we are doing that work to show others who Christ is, kind, compassionate, and forgiving. Amen.
Why don't you write out an affirmation about your identity this week and use Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10? For example, I'd say, I am Kara, God's handiwork, God's poem, created in Christ Jesus to write and tell stories to encourage others. We have heard the word of the Lord. We have been reminded that our identity is in Christ, not our work. We have come before God in prayer, bringing ourselves and our workplaces before Him. So now it's time to go to work. Go into your day confident that the presence of God is with you.
Thank you for listening to Worship on the Way to Work. If you'd like to meet Kara and Stephen and be part of a community of people seeking to connect with God in their working lives, join the Worship on the Way to Work group on Facebook or LinkedIn. Links are in the show notes. If you know someone who would benefit from listening to this episode, please share it with them now. To offer your support and show your appreciation for what you have received today, you can give at the details in the show notes. Now for the benediction. As you enter your working day, may the light and the life of God's Spirit dwell richly with you. May He guide you through this day, protect you from all that might bring you harm, and may you know God's peace. And remember, your identity is in Christ, not your work.